Yeah, you know, it's a good point. It's not just those guys. It's not just the running backs that are threats in the passing game, but it's also the proliferation of the wide receiver tight end, you know, those guys. And, you know, it puts an emphasis on multidimensional players. It's hard to be a one-trick pony in the NFL. It's hard to be a run stopper. You know, you don't control whether it's a run or a pass, so you have to be a multidimensional player on defense.
When guys like Jalen Bills,
I don't know. I think the competition helps them. Whether it helps them to develop quicker, I don't know. But I know that competition is going to bring out the best in them. And if they make a mistake in technique, it'll show. You can't cover it up against a veteran player. So I think that's probably the biggest part of that equation.
Was that part of the thought process, Greg, those hybrid players you mentioned? Think about DeAndre Cannon, Mark Barron,
right?
Guys who were safety.
I mean, we have a guy like that here also in Kamu. You know, he was a safety at Eastern Illinois, and he's got some hybrid abilities still. And you know, as much as the run game is important, matchups in the pass game are extremely important. You know, I mean, I don't think you have to look farther than the Super Bowl to see that. You know, how many catches James White had like a million catches, and your ability to have guys that can match that up, you know, is an important thing. Like I said, defensively, we can call defenses, but we don't control whether it's a run or a pass. And the thing is, really now, even the offensive coordinator doesn't control if it's a run or a pass, because there's so many built-in RPOs. That if there's bad looks, they could have a run called. If it's bad look to run into, they're ripping the ball out somewhere. So it forces you to defend the entire width of the field defensively and makes matchups even that much more important.
Was the scheme shift, in which respect to Marcus, more of an issue, a guy who was drafted 4-3-4, when
you look back on why didn't run here? Yeah, I think that the biggest thing in not working out as far as this year is the other acquisitions that we made, and you know, and where we were, and it really sort of put us up against how we're going to get reps for all these guys. We do like a good young player in the pipeline, and Alex McAllister had drafted Derek, brought in Chris, you know, so it that made it difficult. You know, he played some good football last year for us. I mean, he got a sack on Tron Smith on the third play of the Dallas game that was, you know, good sack. We just, you know, I think it just got to the point that there's only so many reps at practice, so many reps in training camp, and we devoted those to the guys that we've brought in, plus the other guys that we've had.
Linebackers stayed mostly healthy last season. What are you looking for from those young guys on the second and third string during the next few weeks?
Yeah, you know, well, I don't want to speak for FIP, but obviously special teams is a big part of that equation. You know, probably about, I don't know, league-wise, 65-70% of the game is played out of three wide receivers now. You know, there's some games we play the Giants. They're in three wide receivers the entire game, including third and one and goal line. You know, so that third linebacker that might not be getting, you know, the base snaps that he used to get, has to bring something to the party, and a lot of times that's special teams, and you know, those young guys, they got to find a way to be productive in that. Plus the other thing that happens as far as substitution goes, a lot of these teams, and I'll mention the Giants again, they make it very difficult to sub because they're up on the ball every snap, and if you try to sub, they're going to snap the ball, and you're going to get caught with too many guys on the field. So you know, linebacker position has changed, and it's changed because of the way what the offense is presenting to us.
You got to talk about the run game the other day, Jim, and the impact potentially you could have on this defense. He's a guy that never really played in this type of defense, in attack defense. Where how do you project with a guy like that? I mean, when you look at him,
you know, you can see. You know, on third down, pretty much everybody does attack. Everybody's in a pass rush mode. It's just that a lot of times they're not doing it on first and 10 or second and 6, you know, those kind of things. So everything that we needed to see from him, he had done at some point in his NFL career.
Yeah, why was Brooks so late in the process last year? Where is he now in terms of learning the defense, and could he actually
get some playing time.
Yeah, I mean, you've been around the OTAs, and even yesterday, you know, he's been around the football. And sometimes that's hard to quantify, guys that can just be around the football. But he was behind it a little bit last year. Also having a couple experienced safeties, it's tough to catch up in all of training camp in 3 days before the regular season. But he was making progress. We had package at the end of the year that he got out there and he started, even though he wasn't on the field, he started gaining ground as the season went on. But it's been a world of difference for him. You know, I think you can probably ask him, but you just see from the first day he was here, going through all those meetings. You know, sometimes those phase one meetings can be real tedious, and you know, maybe for Malcolm Jenkins or Rodney, maybe that's the case. But for Terrence, that was an important time for him. He took advantage of all of it.
Why do you like Vinny or across
the most? Yeah, right. You know, we all our guys play both sides. But he's a strong player, and he's, you know, maybe a little bit bigger than some. And he's got a good inside move and knows a lot of times sort of, match up well against some left tackles. But, you know, when you watch our guys, you'll see Brandon switch sides. You'll see all those guys switch sides. I think that's important to do as we go forward also. Yeah, that's a good matchup right off the bat. We talked about the wide receivers and the corners. You know, it's going to make you better. And, it's going to come. I mean, offensive linemen in the NFL are much better than college offensive linemen. Quarterbacks are better. They get rid of the ball quicker. All that stuff is he's going to have the challenge of meeting each of those challenges. Wow, that's a bad way to say it. The challenge of meeting the challenge. He's going to have the duty to meet every challenge that comes along. He's been up for it so far. He had a really good rush against JP yesterday. Now, it was like maybe one out of four, but it still was, you know, it still was there. And, we're excited about it.
How similar is what Chris Long is what he's doing here to what he did with the Rams? And has that helped him adjust to the defense?
Yeah, it's more similar to them what he did with New England last year. And, you know, there's nothing that we're asking him to do that he already hasn't done. And that's what happens with a lot of times with veteran players. It's more just learning new terminology. They've already worked all the techniques. Even a guy like Patrick Robinson, he's worked every technique that we work. Now it's just like, okay, they call it this. I used to call it this. Those guys catch up pretty quickly, and Chris is a veteran player, and he's another guy that's around the quarterback an awful lot.
You mentioned when you watch what your defense is able to do against the offense, and you see them putting Humphrey on the field a lot in a lot of different ways. Can you see or envision how difficult of a matchup he might be for defensive players?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you the package that they're using ends up being something that a lot of times we match nickel against. And you just treat him like he's the third wide receiver. There's been a lot of those guys in the past. I mean, you go in the Wayback Machine, Marshall Faulk, you had to treat like he was a wide receiver. If he lined up in the backfield, you know, you got to defend the run, but you had to treat him like he was a wide receiver. It put some stress on the defense. I think the biggest part of that stress is not what you're seeing in the pass game, because if you match it defensively with nickel, you're okay. Now it's your ability to run the ball when teams are matching it that way. Or if teams stay base and defend the run harder, then your ability to exploit things in the passing game. Like I said, it falls down to multidimensional players on defense. We can't control. We see what personnel groups are running out. We don't know if it's going to be a run or pass, and we have to be able to defend both of them, and it puts more of an emphasis on multidimensional players.